Good afternoon. I'm Holly Mueller with another Citizens of the Townships interview here on CIDI 99.1 FM. With the weather warming up, many people might be searching for safe outdoor activities. Well, look no further than Lions Park, because pickleball is the new sport for you. Today, I'd like to welcome Jean-Martin Verroux to share all things pickleball. So can you begin by sharing a little bit about yourself?
My name is Jean-Martin Verroux. I'm a software engineer by trade for a company called Spatial IT, providing consulting and development services. I've been living in Lac-Brome since 2003, part-time, and I came in full-time in 2006. I learned about pickleball in Beaumont in 2016. From there on, I got addicted to it, so I got very much involved to the point where we decided to form a club in Lac-Brome in 2017. So we started with the Fédération Québécoise de Pickleball that we invited over to give people an idea of the sport. And we got enough people interested, so we decided to start a new club. Also, I've been involved with Pickleball Beaumont to start special sessions. We call it evolutive and competitive segments. It's been a very interesting path to build those training sessions. I'm also involved with Pickleball Canada. I've been involved for 2 years as a member of the executive and also director of IT and bilingualism, because Pickleball Canada needs to serve both in both language. And I spend my winters in Palm Creek, Casa Grande, Arizona, where they have 32 courts and over 1,000 members and about roughly 500 organized games per day. So it's a very big place. They have hosted national tournaments, USAPA national tournaments for 2 years, and they host other national events every year. It's a really nice and very fun place to actually play pickleball, because there's about 2,000 lots there, and so roughly half the people play pickleball over there. So it's a very exciting place to be when you like the sport. I also play in, like I said, in Beaumont, but also Omega, and I've been playing since 2016.
So with all this talk about this new sport that's rising to fame, what exactly is pickleball?
Well, pickleball is a combination of tennis, badminton, and table tennis or ping pong. Badminton because the actual court layout is the same as badminton. And we'll see that in a bit of the history of pickleball. Ping pong because the paddles we use have no nets. They're hardcore. They're all filled in like a ping pong paddle, but it's bigger ping pong paddle. And tennis, because the rules are a bit similar. When we serve, it has to be diagonal. There's a lot of tennis players have transitioned to pickleball. And we see a lot of professionals actually embrace the sport and decide to play pickleball also. So I have friends that play both tennis and pickleball now. The equipment is a paddle, like imagine a ping pong paddle, but much bigger. And also we play with a ball that has holes in it. Originally it was called a wiffle ball. Those balls, they are specific to either indoor or outdoor balls. They're different. Principally, it's a ball, hard ball, plastic ball with holes in them. It's the fastest growing sport in North America, if not the world right now, because it's been growing very, very rapidly. Estimated about 3 to 4 million players in the U.S. In Canada, the last survey, I think they said about 400,000 people. Pickleball Canada has about 25,000 members, but a lot of people don't become a member at all. And Quebec has right now close to 5,000 members. It's extremely popular because one of the main reasons is because the learning curve is very short. The first time you play, you probably get hooked right away. If not, the second time you will. And you don't have to become an expert right away to enjoy the game. So I've seen, you know, from 5-year-old to 90-year-old people play pickleball. So it's a family-oriented game too. So, and it's very accessible. It's so popular that, like right now on Facebook, close to 200 pages or groups that talk about pickleball. Either they are club or they're vendors or promoters or federations.
That's so interesting. I know that you've mentioned a little bit in your segment, but what are the rules of the game? How do you actually play?
Pickleball, you can play, normally you play either single or double. So two on each side if you play double. And it's much more popular in doubles. I would say roughly that maybe only 10% play singles. So when you play a game of pickleball, the first team that gets to 11 points win the game. So you plan a court of 44 feet by 20, which is the same size as badminton court. It has two base lines, two side lines, two center lines, and two non-volley zone lines. Each point starts by a service. The first team that starts serves on the other side. It has to bounce on the other side and not in the volley zone. And it has to come back to the opponent and bounce again. You cannot volley until those two bounce on each other has happened. So then the exchange starts until either it hits the net or goes out of bounds, or it does two bounces before you hit it. So only the team that serves makes a point. So you have to be serving and the opponent makes a fault to have a point. If you're not serving, you're just going to the second serve. Points are 11, but they can also be 15. In tournaments, sometimes there are 15. And I've also seen 21-point games. Yeah, so that's basically how a game is played.
Very interesting. So now that we know how to play, being a mix between ping pong and tennis and badminton, how was pickleball actually created?
Yeah, that's a very interesting story. There's a good YouTube videos about it. It started in 1965 on Bainbridge Island, Washington. There's three friends. Their name are Joel Pritchard, who eventually became a congressman, and his two friends, Bill Bell and Barney McCollum. They came back from golf one day. This is their summer home vacation place. Came back home, and the kids were lying around, not doing much, and they figured out, we got to find something for fun for them to do. So they had an old badminton court in the back, and they decided to get all the old nets and shuttle court. So they couldn't find the shuttlestock, so they took a wiffle ball, and they started to exchange using plywood paddles. They decided, oh, the net's too high for this kind of game, so we'll lower it. So the badminton net became a net that was much lower, and then these guys started to build paddles with plywood and started to build the rules as they went along. And then they came with this special rule about non-volley zone, where you cannot volley when in this zone. So there's a section near the net, about 7 feet from the net, this rectangle, where whenever the ball is in the air, you cannot volley it. You have to let it bounce before you hit it. As they moved along and built rules, the neighbors become very, very interested and curious about the game, and they wanted to learn too. So that's how it developed. It was just the neighborhood wanted to play, and people came to play. And as they moved along, they refined the rules. They got to a point where later on they built a company to sell paddles and nets. And they would get calls from New York, because some people from New York would come in Bainbridge for the summer. When they got back home, they wanted to play. So they said, can you send some pickleball kits, where in the box there would be a net, paddles, and balls. And they started to build this company about for selling pickleball equipment. Actually, the name of pickleball comes after the fact that when they played these games back in Bainbridge, they had a dog that would run out when the ball would go out of bounds, and his name was Pickle. So they figured, oh, we got to give a name to this sport, so what are we going to call it? So the wife said, you know, why not pickle? Pickleball, you know?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that's how the name came about.
Well, that's so interesting, and the creativity that created that sport is absolutely incredible.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I love that. So I understand you are the president of the Lac Rome Pickleball Association. So by being a member of the association, does it allow you to play in tournaments, have special access to the courts, or is it just a way to find other players when you want to play a match?
By being a member of the club, you have the advantage to have reserved time slots for play, where every player would come at the same time. So that way you find a lot of people to play with. So we have three courts in Lac Rome and the Lions Park. So organized play is part of the benefit. We also provide sometimes drills and skill sessions where you can practice different drills, and we go through some exercise for developing your skill and also techniques. We also have the benefit that we provide the equipment. So somebody who's new at the sport, is not sure, he can come to our regular sessions and Play Right Away will provide them with a paddle and balls, and we'll be able to show them how to play the game. Up to now, for the last 3 years, we have also provided introductory sessions on the Sundays at 1 o'clock every last Sunday of every month. So we would invite the public that don't know about pickleball to come and show up, and we would give them a two-hour session on how to play the game and go over all the details of the rules. We also have social events, special events when we get together, and we have prizes and a lot of nice things.
Oh, that's so fun. Yeah. So how can I join? How many members do you have?
Last year we were 90 members.
Wow.
Yes, 90 members.
Okay.
But this is a cumulative membership because we didn't renew every year for membership. We just kept the initial members and it kept growing. So up to last year, we were 90 registered members. The way we advertise is through TBL Info, the Town of Brome Lake information magazine, where we would publish actual existence of the club and when people can come for introductions.
Okay.
And that's when they first know about the game.
Right.
We also have a Facebook page. On the Facebook page itself, in the file section, there's a form that people can fill in to become members. We also have an email address for that's actually displayed on that Facebook page. So if you type Pickleball Lac Brome, you'll find the group. You can join. And from there, you have a lot of information to go through on the webpage, on the Facebook page itself.
Perfect. That's awesome. More personally, what drew you to the sport of pickleball?
In 2016, I was taking a intensive golf program. I'm also a golfer. And as part of the golf program, there was a health challenge program where I decided to, you know, go back and I've been a bit more sedentary the last in those years. So I decided to find another sport that I could come to because I used to play racquetball before and I had stopped because I was traveling all over the world for a long time and racquetball is not played around here. So I had to find something else. So I browsed the web and I found in Bromont there's pickleball. I said, what's pickleball? And I didn't know at all what it was back then. So I said, oh, maybe I should try it out. I knew when I left that, oh, that's the sport I want to practice from now on to play. Up to the point where I got hooked and decided to spend my winters in the south, in Casa Grande, Arizona, and play there in the winter also.
That's such a nice story of how you found a new sport to play.
Thank you.
So if I have no experience but would like to begin playing pickleball, I know you mentioned that you have seminars, but am I able to book a private lesson with your association? Or?
We don't necessarily have a program for private lessons because the game is not that hard to learn. You can either join the club and come, and it's a very social game, and people will be very receptive and be friendly and show you the game. They can people on the spot can show you how to play.
Oh, I like that.
So the introduction is good because you go over all the things you want to know about the game. That way you're not disturbing really the game itself as you play. But, you know, most beginners, sometimes they learn off just by showing up and the other people have more experience, they can show them. And it's not too hard to learn. It's not very hard. People get mixed up about the rules, but that's the only caveat. People have fun right away.
Good. I like to hear that you're very inviting and everybody is welcome. That's very nice.
Yes, that's a big difference, tennis or racquetball, because, you know, when you play either racquetball or squash, you have to organize and find people to play with every time you go and book time slots. To give you an example, where I played Palm Creek, I just go off to the courts and there's people around and I pick up three people on the fly. Or I go to a court where there's players already playing and I can challenge them. And they finish their game and I go in and I play myself. So you don't have to have a lot of preparation about booking a court. You just show up. And people are really friendly, and they're going to invite you to come and play with you.
Right. Well, that's that social aspect that you spoke about earlier.
Yes, very social. Very social. Yeah.
I like that. So you mentioned that the courts here are in Lions Park, but do you have any indoor courts if people want to play during the winter?
We did organize indoor pickleball in 2017 at the Tennis Lac Bon. So the city does not have any indoor facility to play pickleball. So we looked around, we looked at different options. We looked at even playing a community center. There's a room there, but it wasn't meant to be for sports. So that didn't work out. So we worked with Tennis Lac Bon. And the problem we had, our challenge there was that we didn't have lines, the actual pickleball court lines. We didn't have them. So we improvised and we created, I would say, virtual lines, like with fabric. And every time we'd go, we'd have to install the lines. That worked for a while. I mean, we were able to play for a full winter that was organized by the club. But because of difficulties of having lines, we have to install every time. It was a bit too much work. So the year after, we decided not to do it. But last year, a private group, the club themselves, did not endorse to organize the winter play. But a private group did decide to go on their own. And that seemed to have worked too. The plan for the club right now is we don't have any indoor pickleball plans for the future, for now, because people can go and play in Beaumont or Cowansville. Oh. So there is a way to be able to play elsewhere and not in Lac-Bon necessarily. So Beaumont, Cowansville, Magog, they have indoor facilities. Like Beaumont, we use the school. So in the school, we have 5 badminton courts that we use for pickleball.
Okay, so there's lots of options.
There are a lot of options, yes. Yes, Granby also has a club there. Saint-Césaire has a club. There's clubs everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Sherbrooke.
So you won't run out of options, I mean.
No, you always have a way. People like it so much, they build up organized play a lot of different places.
Oh, perfect. So speaking about the courts, are they open to the public now?
The courts have been, with the COVID situation, we had to wait for the government endorsement to be able to play this sport, just like tennis. Recently, the government allowed to play with restrictions, and the main restriction is play singles only. So given that under the city's responsibility to apply the rules for COVID. Right now, it's the city that is governing the rules. So the rules have been posted on the website, the Facebook page, and also at the courts right now. So there are specific rules for COVID restrictions. And so the courts are there. The nets have been installed and people can go anytime they want. But the restriction is they have to play singles and keep the 2-meter distance. So until we don't have full clearance from the health association, currently the club is closed. So we're not taking any more memberships. Mm-hmm. There's no point at this stage to take membership if we're not going to be able to have normal, regular social play or organized play or even drills and skill sessions.
So you're just waiting for the go-ahead from the government.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. That's where we stand. However, people want to go and play there. The nets are installed, everything. We are very spoiled in Lac Bon because many places where we go play, for instance, in Beaumont, they play on a hockey rink. And we have mobile nets. And you have to install the nets and undo the nets every time. And in Lac Bon, we have real pickleball courts. We're permanent nets, permanent posts. You just have to show up with your equipment. If you're not within the social times, and we have them painted like they're supposed to be painted, like regular painted pickleball court. Other places, sometimes they have to deal with badminton lines, which is exactly the same thing except the non-volley zone. And the non-volley zone line is not the same for badminton. And sometimes they're not allowed to draw the line. You're not playing on a real pickleball court. In Lac Bon, we were spoiled to have a real pickleball courts, permanent. And also we had it fenced and approved by the executive of the municipality last year. So they're beautiful courts, very beautiful courts.
And they're very official as well.
Very official. They're absolutely official. Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. So is there anywhere in town that you can rent the equipment if you don't have it?
I don't know of anywhere you can rent. You don't need to rent. If you go to regular club sessions, you won't need equipment because we provide it. But at this moment, because people just go on their own, I don't know of any place they rent pickleball paddles. What I recommend, somebody wants to try it out. What I did the first time, I didn't even know if I would like it. So I ordered a very affordable pickleball paddle. Pickleball paddles is either wood or composite. The wood ones are very affordable, $25. So just get a basic pickleball paddle, not fancy. Try it out. If you love it, you'll know you will want to invest more money in a good pickleball paddle.
Right. It's kind of like a little trial period.
Yes.
And then you get more into it.
Yes. Yes.
I like that. So is there any other pickleball-related news or information you would like to share?
I invite the public who have Facebook to adhere to the group, which is called Club Pickleball Lac Bon. So in their search on the top on the Facebook, they can find the club and join the group. I'll invite people also to consult the website for the Fédération Québécoise de Pickleball, which is the governing body for Quebec for pickleball. And they have a lot of different information there. For example, they have where to play page. So if you're traveling and you end up, I don't know, somewhere in Quebec City, and you want to know where to play pickleball, you go to Fédération Québécoise Pickleball, you go and click on où jouer or where to play, and you will find all the club places where you can go and play. Most of the time you have the president email or the club email or a phone number, and you can call to find out what time you play, and I want to go play, can I go? And most clubs are really inviting. They will let you play for free for maybe once or twice. And so that way you can be moving around in Quebec or other provinces and be able to play anywhere. You can also consult the Pickleball Canada organization site, which has a lot of information about what pickleball is, what the organization is about, how to become a member, and so forth. And I invite also people to consult YouTube, because there's tons and tons and tons of pickleball videos. Either it's beginner or expert. You have also live sessions, national tournaments, which is a good way to understand the game. There's very, very good videos about the rules or the strategy itself about pickleball.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for sharing
everything
you know about pickleball. I look forward to your club opening up.
Thank you very much.
On behalf of Jean Martin, he would like to extend his thanks to Mayor Richard Burkham and the council who supported the construction of the pickleball courts. He would also like to thank the Director of Recreation and Community Services, Cynthia Brunel, and Coordinator Martin Lucier for their cooperation, as well as the Pickleball Club executive team and all the members. Have fun playing pickleball!